This is Akashvani, the news read by Gaurav Sharma. The government has increased the LPG subsidy per cylinder by 100 rupees for the Ujjwala Yojana beneficiaries. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said that in a major decision, the Union Cabinet has approved an increase in LPG subsidy, raising it from the current 200 rupees per cylinder to 300 rupees per cylinder for the beneficiaries under the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana. Mr. Thakur said that the Union Cabinet has also approved the terms of reference to the Krishna Water Dispute Tribunal 2nd under the Interstate River Water Disputes Act 1956 for its adjudication between Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. The government today notified the constitution of the National Turmeric Board, which will focus on the development and growth of turmeric and turmeric products in the country. The board will provide leadership on turmeric-related matters, augment the efforts, and facilitate greater coordination with the Spices Board and other government agencies in the development and growth of the turmeric sector. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry for the year 2023 has been awarded to three scientists for their discovery and synthesis of quantum dots. The three scientists are French-American chemist Maungi G. Bawendi, American Louis E. Bruss, and Russian-born Alexei Akimov. Quantum dots are tiny nanoparticles whose properties are determined by their size. Their discovery has significantly contributed to the technology of QLED televisions and LED lamps, where these nanoparticles are instrumental in creating vibrant colors. In Sikkim, glacial lake outburst flood in parts of the Lonak Lake in Mangan district resulted in the rise of water levels along the Tista River basin in the early hours today, causing a flash flood. The State Disaster Management Authority has informed of this. In the Pakyong district, 23 army personnel have been missing, while one person has been rescued at Bardang, where some vehicles are submerged under slush. All emergency services are deployed for evacuation of people to safer areas. Severe damage has been reported in Mangan, Gangtok, Pakyong and Namchi districts. Many bridges have collapsed and houses have been washed away. Two GREF labourers are reportedly missing at Sangkhalang in Gangtok district. 25 people have been rescued by the SDRF. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to the Chief Minister of Sikkim, Prem Singh Tamang, today and took stock of the situation in Sikkim. The Prime Minister assured all possible support and prayed for the safety and well-being of those affected in the wake of this unfortunate natural calamity. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, today reported the arrested Aam Aadmi Party Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Singh in connection with the Delhi excise policy case. Mr. Singh was reportedly arrested following the raid at his residence in the national capital. The MP is the third leader of Aam Aadmi Party who has been arrested in this case. Earlier, Aam Aadmi Party leaders Satyendra Jain and Manish Sisodia were arrested over the allegation of irregularities in the implementation of the now-scrapped Delhi excise policy. Reacting to it, the Delhi BJP president Virendra Sachdeva said that after the arrest of Mr. Singh, one thing is clear, that truth cannot be hidden. He alleged that Mr. Singh had taken bribes in the implementation of the Delhi excise policy. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, with a total of 80 medals, including 17 gold, 31 silver and 32 bronze, India is currently in fourth place in the overall medals tally. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games. Indian athletes are having a stellar day at the Asian Games on day 11. In the men's javelin throw, Neeraj Chopra bagged gold and Kishore Jenner secured the silver medal. In the women's 800-meter final, Harmilan Bains bagged the silver. Avinash Sable bagged the silver medal in the men's 5,000-meter final. In the women's 4x400-meter relay team's event, India bagged silver. In archery, the Indian duo of Jyoti Sureka Venam and Ojas Deotail won gold in the compound mixed team final, defeating South Korea by a score of 159 to 158. In boxing, Lavlina Borgohain won silver in the women's 75kg event, while Praveen Huda won bronze in the women's 57kg event. In squash, the Indian mixed team of Abhay Singh and Anahat Singh won bronze after losing to the Malaysian duo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.